We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Late Night. This is Late Night on Sports Radio WEEI. Boston Sports Talk for Insomniacs and the Graveyard Pack. Tonight, it's Mr. Overnight, Big Ben Maller. Let's get it going with Ben Maller. Late Night on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, we will wait to dissect the Celtic game because it's still going on, although the game is over for all intents and purposes. The Toronto Raptors, what are they up by? 24 points in the fourth quarter, something like that over the...
26 now.
26 now. I can't even keep up. 26-point lead for the Toronto Raptors over the Celtics as you figure, well, the report on the Celtics had been by many that they play up to the level of competition and down to the level of competition, where they can lose to the Chicago Bulls, a dreadful puke Chicago Bulls team, and then they would come back and they would assert their will against someone like Toronto, and that has not been the case. The Raptors in waves. It was somewhat competitive for about a quarter and a couple of minutes, and then the Raptors hit the turbo time button and have taken the Celtics to the woodshed. We'll talk more about that later. Brad Stevens, there was a clip on the NBC Sports Boston feed. They had Brad Stevens dropping an F-bomb. He doesn't curse that much. Doesn't seem like he curses that much, but he got very loud and clear picked up on the microphone there, so it was enjoyable. So, but we'll get to that later. Don't bury the lead. We can't bury the lead here. The story of the day continues to be the story of the week. It'll be the story of the Patriots offseason until it's adjudicated. It's all about Bob Kraft, who clearly is in a tight corner at this particular point. But there have been some new revelations that have come to light here in the last 24 hours or so regarding the status of the Patriots owner. And if you look at this on the surface, it certainly, if you follow the story at all, the prostitution sting and all that, it would seem that the police have Bob Kraft by the footballs, literally. And based on piles of reporting, which is really what happens with the reporting today, is that one person reports something and then 7,200,000 websites just regurgitate that one report over and over and over again. But based on the reporting, it's all been laid out. It's pretty much paint by numbers here. They have video of everything. For like 5 days, the police were sitting there getting their jollies, recording everything that was going on at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa, right there on Highway 1 in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. Isn't everything pretty much off Highway 1 in Jupiter, Florida? Anyway, so to me, the most interesting part started for me last night on my overnight show that I do, an occasional late-night insomnia-inducing radio when I'm not sitting in, when Gilroy's not around here at EEI. So I got a call late in my overnight show from this older gentleman in Florida. I believe his name was Max. And he claimed that he had been a lawyer, and I have no way of vetting this, and you can call up and say anything. You can say you landed on the moon and you ate some of the cheese off the moon. I have no way of knowing. But this guy, Max, he seemed like he knew what he was talking about, and I was like, okay, fine. So I gauged this guy in some conversation, the older guy, Max, and he said, I have legal training. I'm a retired lawyer, and he raised the issue of the Fifth Amendment. He started talking all kinds of nonsense. He says, I got a way for Bob Kraft to get away with this, to get out of jail, if you will. And there's a path here. And he specifically raised the question over the legality of the cameras that were put in the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. All right, so he brought that up. He's like, okay, we went back and forth. And that was pretty much the end of it. And like I do at the end of every radio show, I pretty much cleanse my mind. I try to forget everything. And I leave and I go away. And then the new day, I start over. So rinse, wash, and repeat. So, but I got contacted by a second lawyer. So now I'm amazed that there's even one lawyer who was listening. Now, a second lawyer who heard the earlier conversation, he then reached out to me claiming that this guy was onto something, that Robert Kraft could absolutely use this escape clause, if you will, to if it all lines up in a row for him, to get out of even the misdemeanor charge. Now, I have, for many, many years, been practicing law on radio. I did not pass the bar, but I have I've practiced many legal proceedings over the years. Going back to the OJ trial, I have practiced law on the radio for a long time, despite my lack of formal legal training. So I wanted to get into this. And what better place to give out free, low-grade legal advice than a late-night sports radio show? It's just perfect. The platform is set up for this, so we are going to embrace where we are, right in the magic radio box. We are going to embrace this. So what I'm going to do here, now I'm going to go first, but I'm going to deputize you. And the great thing about this is it doesn't matter whether you're an actual lawyer, even though there are approximately 60,000 lawyers a year. People that pass the bar. I give this stat from time to time, but each year there are 80,000 people roughly that take the bar exam on average. And out of those 80, this is in America, and out of those 80,000, the number, the last I saw was about 75%, roughly, about 75% pass the bar exam each year. So out of those 80,000, 75% pass. So on average, that's about 60,000 new lawyers every year. And of those 60,000 lawyers, most don't actually practice law. They don't. A lot of lawyers don't make a lot of money being lawyers. There's some that make a ton of money, and there's a lot that don't. But anyway, that's a different conversation. So you don't have to be a practicing lawyer or even have passed the bar to know. But the question is, what are the odds, again, based on anecdotal conversations with a couple of former lawyer and a guy who claims he's still, I guess, a lawyer. Take that with a grain of salt. What are the odds that Robert Kraft, first of all, puts up a fight? Because to come out of this ahead, you have to put up a fight. Now, he has said that he didn't do this. The police say, let's go to the videotape, right? Let's go to the videotape. We have the videotape. So what are the odds that he actually puts up a fight? We're talking about a misdemeanor situation. A misdemeanor. Now, you can manipulate even a misdemeanor if you choose to do it. I'm going to go low that he actually follows through with the fight. Because remember what happened when the Patriots, using the football analogy, years ago when the Patriots got caught up in the deflation of football scandal. And instead of fighting that and pushing back and going all the way as far as you can possibly go, Robert Kraft swallowed the medicine. He took the medicine. It was not a lot of interrogation. He posted a nasty thing on the internet with that website, but that was about it. And in this case, you're talking about, it's not a civil case where you have to have the preponderance of the evidence, right? There's the difference. I know this from practicing law on the radio for years, right? It's not a civil case here. This is a court proceeding. You have to have beyond a reasonable doubt, which most people would say would be videotaped, that would be beyond a reasonable doubt. But I'm going to go 20%, as I said, that Kraft puts up a fight here. So I'll go 20%. My thoughts on this, you've got the bunker, the poisonous tree, and golfing buddies. And we will tie all of this together. Now, the rules are different. Now, in our production meeting, me and Bridget, our highly fiery production meeting here, when we plan out the entire show, I was explaining to Bridget, she of course knows this already, that the rules are different in the legal system when you have a lot of money. Right? There is a legal system for poor people. There's a legal system for rich people. That's the way it is. That's why you should try to be a rich person, because you get better legal representation. But in this particular story, right, some media reports indicate that Bob Kraft is just going to take that deal. He's going to take the first-time offender's plea deal. It's a misdemeanor, no big deal. Forget about it. But he's got money. And when you have money, you can do things that mere mortals can only dream of. It's kind of like Jeff Bezos, the guy that runs Amazon. And he gets upset with the National Enquirer because they're reporting his illicit affair with former sportscaster Lauren Sanchez. So they report all that. They got pictures of his junk, and they're going to publish it, right? They're trying to blackmail him. But what does Jeff Bezos do, because he's the richest guy in the world? What does he do? He says, you know what? I got all this money from Amazon Prime. I'm going to fight you. I'm going to hire my own investigators, and I'm going to get you back. Now, I realize that that is a different circumstance, because we're talking about a case of the law enforcement in Florida and a very wealthy NFL owner. Bob Kraft is said to be one of the 100 richest men in America. And as I said, he's denied these charges. He has made a move that would lead you to believe he is preparing to bunker down and get into a legal dogfight. That is what he's attempting to do. Now, what is his move? Kraft has hired a prominent Florida defense attorney, Jack Goldberger, to represent him. So who the hell is this Goldberger guy? If you're not a celebrity lawyer junkie and you're not familiar, you probably do not know who Goldberger is, but I will explain. He is known as the Epstein guy, the hedge fund titan Jeffrey Epstein, notorious for that scandal, which is still, many people bring it up to this day. It's not that long ago. And Jeffrey Epstein was brought up on a litany of charges, and enough that you could have sent him to jail and thrown away the key. He could have been cellmates with El Chapo at the prison there in Colorado, the Alcatraz of the Rocky Mountains. They could have sent him there. But instead, based on the fact that he had money, Epstein, he had powerful friends, and he hired this guy, Goldberger, they negotiated a sweetheart plea deal that has been ripped apart as being anti every law in America and way too lenient and all that stuff. And that people bring it up, and they're very upset by it still. And people that reference these kind of things are not happy about it. So, again, how does this relate to Bob Kraft? If you were planning on a plea deal, here's how I would approach this. Even if I've got a lot of money, and I can say, look, and I know how this works, and you can say you're supposed to have the presumption of innocence for the defendant, but the evidence here seems to be a lot of direct evidence, not circumstantial with the video. I'll just take a plea deal. If you're planning on taking the plea deal, why are you going to hire a big gun like this? What's the point? Now, some have said, well, he'll get a better deal. From what I have read, maybe I'm wrong on this and you can correct me, but from what I have read, and I've spent way too much time looking stuff up on this case, but from what I have read, it's pretty much a standard package. Assuming Bob Kraft doesn't have some skeletons that we don't know about, and there's more to this story than's being reported so far, but if he, outside of just him just getting dinged for some minor jaywalking tickets in the past and things like that, then he's a first-time offender. And so as a first-time offender, they have a standard package where you have to go to some classes, you have to donate some money, there's a fine, that's it, you're good. All right, that's how that will likely play out. So what do you need a high-powered attorney for? What kind of better deal can one get than the standard deal that everyone else, all these other Johns are going to get in this deal? Now, part B of this, the wild card scenario, and this is where I reference back to the conversation that I had on the radio show, the overnight show last night with the lawyer, and then the other lawyer that reached out to me here. It's the wild card. So the police documents confirmed that the police did indeed put up a bunch of hidden cameras in the Orchids of Asia Day Spa where the party was happening. the massage with the happy ending at the Orchids of Day Spa there. And according to the police, this is not digging around from some source. Originally, a guy that worked at the pizza shop in the same strip mall with the Orchids of Asia Day Spa there, he said, hey, I think this is what happened. It's now been confirmed that the evacuated, the police, they put a fake bomb scare. They said there was a suspicious package and possible bomb threat in the strip mall, so they made everyone exit all of the businesses there, and then law enforcement officials claim that they went through and placed hidden cameras all over, multiple angles of what was going on in the day spa. And the way this works here, just to kind of walk you through this, they say they went through all the proper legal channels. Of course they're going to say that you have to go to a judge, you have to get search warrants, you have to show probable cause, you have to do all of that. And say they did that. I'm sure they're going to say that. What do you expect them to say? But you know, and I know, even if you don't follow court proceedings, that you hire a guy like Goldberger, which sounds like it's a character from a movie, doesn't it? Jack Goldberger as the attorney. So what happens? You put this under the microscope. You hire a bulldog attorney, a piranha of an attorney, to put this kind of thing under the microscope. And any even minor mistake, and the case goes up in smoke for the state of Florida, for Palm Beach, right? It is the technique in legalese. Authorities, you could argue, like, what's the angle here? Authorities allowed apparently hundreds of acts of good times, partay, to take place between these women that work there and who are originally were alleged to be sex slaves. They allowed this to go on numerous times, and if it turns out the police did not dot the I's and cross the T's and get everything lined up the way it was supposed to be, guess what? From what I've been told here by these the guy that reached out, not the guy on the radio last night, but the guy that reached out to me, Bob Kraft's attorney, what he's going to do is he's going to pound the table and make sure every single thing here was done properly. It's kosher, and if not, then the term, it's a legal term, it's a metaphor, fruit of the poisonous tree. What the hell does that mean? Fruit of the poisonous tree. What does that mean? Well, from what I've been told, it is the get out of even misdemeanor charges tree. It's the magical, mystical tree of the greatest tree of them all. It is a metaphor to describe what happens when evidence is obtained illegally. If the evidence itself, for example, if the search warrant was, let's say, requested, but the police embellished the situation to get that allowance to put the cameras up, let's say that happened. If that's the case, then all of the evidence is tainted. It's anything gained from the fruit of the poisonous tree is also tainted, right? So you can play this out in your head. They didn't do it. If they didn't do it legally, again, we're assuming that this is going to be the defense of Bob Kraft, that you can't argue that there's not video if they have video. And I guess you could argue that there's a lot of guys in their 70s in Florida that kind of look like Bob Kraft. Maybe they don't all drive Bentleys, but whatever. But this is the path here. That evidence, the video, which is the smoking gun or something else, would be inadmissible in court. So in layman terms, that means that Bob Kraft, all of that really nasty stuff would not be permissible as evidence. And in football parlance, this is known as the Hail Mary. Right? But you have a better chance. I guess you would say you would have a better chance of coming back from a 28-3 deficit in the Super Bowl against the Falcons than winning this. But the Patriots have already done that. And so why not? All right, the last word on this, and we'll take some phone calls coming up here in a couple of minutes if you want to be part, as the Celtic game winds to a screeching halt there in Toronto. But the last thing on this, and so this is the path here. This is the path to fight for the Patriots owner if he wants. If Bob Kraft wants to do it. Now, the easy way out is to pay the fine. You pay the fine, you donate some money, and you make this all go away. And in Florida, while it's wonderful for taxes, and they always tell you, anywhere you live in the United States, if you make a lot of money and you come into new money, they tell you to move to Florida. I have a friend of mine who is buddies with Matt Drudge, the great political blogger, Matt Drudge. And when Matt Drudge made it big, Matt Drudge was living in Los Angeles. He was living in Santa Monica. And he used to do the Drudge Report from a coffee shop in Santa Monica. And he lived a very quiet life. And then he became someone who was known. This website took off. He made a ton of money. This is way back when, like, Bill Clinton was the commander in chief. And anyway, he made a ton of money. And he's like, they told him, you got to move to Florida. You have to relocate to Florida. And sure enough, yeah. Any baseball player that makes a ton of money, you have to have a residence in Florida for taxes. It's great. But they have some odd laws. Because in most states, from what I was reading here, it is illegal to record hidden camera video in areas where you are given the expectation of privacy. For example, bathrooms, a day spa, right? You take your clothes off. Even if it was a day spa that was on the up and up, where they were not giving the tug, if you know what I'm saying. Even in that situation, you would expect privacy, right? You're going in there, you're putting a towel on, whatever. And it appears that is not the case in Florida. Now, the other part of this, and I wonder if you're curious like me. I've been thinking about this ever since this came out on Friday. I could not fall asleep on Friday. I'm so upset this happened in the morning when it did, because I was getting ready to go to bed, and I stayed up like pretty much all day on Friday. I was supposed to sleep during the day, but I couldn't go to bed. I was sending out zingers. I was part of a feeding frenzy on social media. But I'm curious how the hell Bob Kraft, who seemingly lives in a sheltered world, how the hell did he find out about this random, nondescript day spa in Florida, the Orchids of Asia Day Spa? Now, my theory on this, golfing buddies, that's my theory. Bob Kraft hanging out in the clubhouse. Maybe he doesn't even golf. I don't know. Yeah, I believe he still golfs, but maybe not. Maybe he's just hanging out at some club there in Florida, some swanky billionaire's resort in Florida, in Palm Beach, and guys are bragging, you got to go to this Orchids of Asia Day Spa. You're not going to believe what kind of massage you're going to get. And being curious, next thing you know, Bob Kraft is taking his 2015 Bentley with driver, with chauffeur, over to see what all the fuss is about. I mean, it is wild. But you think in the next 10 to 20 years, the way society is going in America, the way things are headed, if you look at what has changed in my lifetime, where we are right now compared to where we were when I was a kid, we now have the weed is legal all over the place. That is coming to, if it's not already where you are, it's coming to your town. And yeah, there are still pockets in the Bible Belt and Utah where that's not the case, but it is sweeping the nation, right? Legalized marijuana, even though the federal laws are different, the state laws are like, hey, we can make a lot of money, taxation of the marijuana nation, and we'll make a ton of money. Now we have sports gambling, which is becoming legal state by state. I need that to happen a little faster. I've invested some money in some of the stock. I'd like that to go a little faster. It would help me out. So the next taboo would be legalized prostitution. That would be the next taboo that would be tackled. It's legal in parts of Nevada, but that's where we're headed. And it is interesting to see how this all plays out with Bob Kraft. But that's that. I laid it all out. I laid everything out for you. And now the prosecution rests. I had no further questions, Your Honor. And we will bring in our expert witnesses, and I will then interrogate you, and you can interrogate me, and that's how this is going to work. So it's very simple. So if you would like to be part of the Bafo Sacco radio show, the lines are open. The number, 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. And we're going to talk a lot about Bob Kraft on the late night show. And I would expect at some point here, we are going to get a nuclear meltdown from the Celtic locker room. We are monitoring that. Some kind of supersonic blowtorch is going to come out of the losing locker room in Toronto, where the Celtics just got blown apart, blown to smithereens tonight by the Toronto Raptors. So once that happens, we will pivot. Because I expect Kyrie to say something snarky and angry, and you blaming me? Well, you blaming me? The Raptors won tonight 118-95 over the Celtics. And the numbers, it is, you talk about a poop fest. And the Celtics have, you know, they only got about 20 games or so to go, whatever it is, in the regular season, a little over that. It's the last week in February. The playoffs start in mid-April. And it's fair to say the Celtics are not peaking too soon. They continue to be up and down, inconsistent, which I think is another way you could say is just bad, right? When you're inconsistent, you're bad. And the Celtics have been an inconsistent team. They have shown flashes, but they've been unable to put it together throughout. Anyway, again, we'll take your phone calls, do a bunch of that, and we have the dog pile. What is that about? What is the dog pile about? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're locked into Late Night with Ben Maller on Sports Radio WEEI.
They're not brought in arraigned. They're not brought in handcuffs. They're not even processed because it's a misdemeanor. So I don't expect any perp walks or anything like that. What will happen is the charges, you know, the arrest warrant will be executed, probably given to Robert's lawyer once he has local counsel. And that'll be really informal. There will be a case. It will be in court. 98% of the time for first offenders, it never results in a conviction.
All right, so that was the voice of Harry Mannion, the lawyer. He was on with Mutt and Callahan this week talking about what's ahead for Robert Kraft, the Patriots owner. And I laid out my scenario, very wordy scenario here on Bob Kraft and what this all means, how this all relates together and all that. And so I want to hear your thoughts on it. If you would like to be part, the number 617-779-7937. You can be part of it. And we'll also get to the dog pile. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. To the phones, and formerly living on the Cape, now he's all over God's green earth driving a moving van. Moving man Matt. I think he's in Jersey right now. What's going on, moving man Matt?
I am not in Jersey, Ben. I am in Houston, Texas.
You're in Houston, Texas. What are you doing in Houston, Texas?
I'm moving. What else? I'm actually, my daughter's playing in a softball tournament this weekend in Fort Worth, so I made sure I got the truck down here, so I'm carting around the team's equipment and as well as doing the moving thing. So.
Ah, all right. Well, if you see a guy named Chris in Houston, stay away from him, Matt. Don't get anywhere near a guy named Chris. That guy's bad news.
Well, Real Talk sent me down here to see him.
Real Talk's upset, though. I don't know if he's going to be calling anymore. I think he might. One of my regular callers, the great Real Talk, devastated last night. He blown away. I think he might retire as a caller. I'm worried about that, Matt.
He was very downtrodden.
Yes, devastated.
That's the only way to explain it.
He was devastated, beaten, and broken.
Ben, listen, about this Kraft thing. I mean, come on. He's a 77-year-old guy worth $6 billion. First of all, the Orchids Day Spa, whatever it is. Step your game up, Mr. Kraft. I mean, come on. And here's the little tidbit I think is going to come out. This is why he's going to dig in and fight it. I bet you that there was no act that could be performed because of his age, and that's where he's going to attack the charges.
Well, Matt, I would push back on that. This could be a Balco, Barry Bonds situation. There could be some performance-enhancing drugs here involved in this. That could be a factor.
But do you waste the Blues at the day spa?
Well, he clearly enjoyed the customer service. He went back the next day, Matt. He clearly enjoyed the work of the employees there.
If at first you don't succeed, try.
Well, I've never – see, Matt, I'm very uncomfortable taking my clothes off in front of anyone, even my wife. So I don't know. Like, I would never go to one of these things just because of that. But have you ever been to a day spa? Have you ever gotten a massage, Matt? Have you dabbled in this?
I have a friend that has.
Yeah, everyone's got a friend. Yeah. Everyone's got a friend. Your friends, gardeners, barbers, cousins, uncles, mailman. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very happily married, man. I'm no need for that.
I understand. Well, Bob Craig is 70, as you said, he's 77. He's a man of the people, though, Matt. He's going out where that's where the locals go in Jupiter. He wanted to experience the local culture in Jupiter, Florida, apparently.
That's true. I don't think this affects his, it will ever affect his standing. Especially in Boston, with what he's done with that organization. I mean, you know, the league's going to give him a slap on the wrist. I still think Goodell was there with him.
You think Goodell was driving the Bentley? Who was driving? Do we know who was driving the Bentley? What if it was his son that was driving? What about that? Probably not, though. I wonder who it could have been.
If Goodell wasn't there, I hope Kraft at least had the Goodell, the shirt on that Patricia wore.
Oh, the clown? The Barstool shirt? Yeah. Very good.
The Barstool shirt.
All right. You sound very tired, Matt. You need to get some sleep, Matt. You sound very tired, okay?
Well, I'm exhausted from listening to the podcast then.
Yeah, but it does wear you out. I understand.
And then I came live.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Well, go away. I'm good. Thank you. All right. Can we find someone awake? No? All right. What about the dog pile? I like Matt. But what about the dog pile? So let's get to this. Now, everyone's piling on this Robert Kraft story. All kinds of political characters have checked in. Everyone's got an opinion on this. The Attorney General of the state of Massachusetts has chimed in. Now, this is one of those things. What do you expect if you ask the Attorney General in any state, even Nevada, what do you think the Attorney General is going to say when you ask, hey, what's going on with this Robert Kraft story? What do you think? What's your opinion? Well, the Attorney General of the state of Massachusetts, Mara Healey, she said that she found the charges against Robert Kraft to be, quote, deeply troubling and disturbing. And she expressed confidence. She used the Bill Belichick line. She expressed confidence that authorities would, quote, do their job, close quote, in prosecuting the case. That is the quote there. And said this is not a victimless crime, gave that line out, and talked about that part of the story as well. Keep in mind that we also have the honorable governor from the great state of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker. What do you think Charlie Baker said? Do you think Charlie Baker said, you know what, he's 77 years old. He wanted to have a good time. Give the guy a break. All right, give the guy a break. You think he said that? You think he said no comment? Or do you think he went on and on ranting and raving, getting on his political soapbox, his moral soapbox and all that? If you pick door number three, ding, 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 you are correct. Governor Charlie Baker said, quote, that he is shocked, surprised, and disappointed over the allegations against Bob Kraft. When asked whether or not Robert Kraft should step aside as Patriots owner, some wackadoodles have been throwing that out there, that he should give up the team, a la Donald Sterling with the Clippers and the Carolina Panthers, who had the those owners who had their franchises removed. Charlie Baker did not take that low-hanging fruit. That was teed up right down Broadway, and Charlie Baker did not do that. He said he thinks that's an issue for the National Football League and for Roger Goodell to chime in on that. But it's one of those things. It's kind of like the way I look at the news today with President Donald Trump. A lot of people who are in old school political, you know, areas, the establishment, they can't stand Donald Trump. Even if he was doing a great work, they would kill him because he's pushed back on the establishment. So it's kind of like when you put somebody on and you say, hey, what do you think? You go on like CNN and they put somebody on who's a lifetime government employee, and you ask them, you say, well, what do you think? What do you think about Trump? They're going to kill him. Right? They're going to rip him apart because he's challenging the foundations of these places, the people that worked. And if you go to a politician or an attorney general, you know what you're going to get. You know what the quote's going to be. It's like, I'm going to write a story here. I got to write a story about how Robert Kraft, everyone's upset with him, and I need a quote. Let me go to the attorney general in the state of Massachusetts. I'll go there, and then I'll ask the governor as well. I'll ask the governor as well. And so they're using this as a catalyst to change the laws on, you know, state by state. And I actually was listening this morning to Mutt and Callahan, and they had a woman on from Reason.com, whatever that is. And she laid out an argument. She was making the argument that this is not what it appears, that it is the way it's being reported here. It doesn't add up, that everything doesn't add up with the reporting. I think I'm explaining this right, but essentially what the woman said was that oftentimes police will claim there is sex trafficking in these prosecution stings to get headlines, to get attention. And at least according to this woman who was on the morning show, I was doing some cardio listening. There's a humble brag. But she laid it out where that she actually follows up and sees how these things are adjudicated. And oftentimes, when arrests are made, the law enforcement will say, hey, this is sex trafficking. It just ends up being prosecution, that they don't have the ammunition, if you will, going forward.
Yeah, her name is Elizabeth Nolan Brown, and we can play one of those cuts later.
All right, look at that. See, Bridget's on top of this. When you got Bridget, she's going to play. We'll play it in a little bit. Yeah, because it was interesting what she was saying, and she's like, that's something you don't hear a lot in the mainstream media. I guess I don't read Reason.com, so I don't know what the hell that is. Maybe it's, is it a popular website? I have no idea. But everyone's kind of bombarding the media platforms with the same spiel. Let's go to Jay, who is up next here, and let's say hello. Jay, what's going on? You're on Sports Radio WEI.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, Jay.
All right. So let me tell you how this is just going to make everybody, the fans, the players, everyone's going to support Robert Kraft. You know that, right?
Well, I would think the Patriot fans will have his back. Yeah, I would expect that, yeah.
So we're going to support that, right? Just like we supported Spygate. Just like we supported Deflategate. And what's going to happen, spoiler, is that Roger Goodell is going to hand the Lombardi Trophy to Robert Kraft after he suspended him for 10 games.
So you've already, now Jay, I'm a distant relative of Nostradamus. Are you also, you've seen this, you're clairvoyant here, Jay. You have foreshadowed.
Well, you've seen it before, right?
We have seen it.
Okay, so we're going to see it again.
So what would Robert Kraft have to do, Jay, for you to say that's, he's gone too far? What would he have to do?
I mean, they're already saying that the human trafficking charges aren't going to come. So, like they said earlier, this is going to, no one's going to pay attention to what's really happening, except for in Boston, right? So, with all the media pundits across the nation, they've already made up their mind. So, the story's already been told, right? So, we're the only ones who are going to pay attention to it. And in the Patriots locker room, we're the ones that are going to pay attention to it when Roger Goodell hands Kraft the trophy.
I got you. I hear you, Jay. I hear you, man. I hear you, Jay. I got you, Jay. I hear you, man. All right, brother. Thank you, man. I got to go. All right. He didn't really answer my question. But what he said is, what I'm doing, Ben, I have a big jug, and in the jug is the Kool-Aid. And I'm going to drink the Kool-Aid, and I am going to enjoy the Kool-Aid, and I don't care about any massage parlor. I don't care about it. Now, my position on this, I don't think this is a big deal. In fact, well, here's the way I look at this. Years ago, I was leaving the radio station I was working at. I made a left turn and a right turn. I was a block and a half away from the radio station I was working at. And I look behind me. I get cherry tops. I get pulled over by the law enforcement. You know, it's, you know, I do an overnight show, so it's early in the morning. And the police there write me a ticket for driving without my headlights on. I got a ticket for this. This was several years ago. That ticket, by the time I ended up having to pay it, cost me over $400, which I believe is more than Bob Kraft, who's worth almost $7 billion, is going to end up having to pay. And I told the police officer when I got pulled over, I said, listen, here's what happened. All right. I said, I had my car. This is a true story. I had my car worked on. And I don't understand why they do this at repair shops. But they pretty much do it everywhere I've been. All right. So I had some work done on my car. And they turned the light switch. I have it set to automatic. Automatica. Like the old field goal kicker in the NFL. And they switched it from automatic. They switched it to on-off, which means it was off. And I didn't realize it until it was too late and I got pulled over. And every police officer I've ever talked to all over the country, they've all said to me, so the reason you, as a police officer, let me tell you what you do. The reason you pull people over for driving without their headlights on is to see if they're drunk, because normally drunk people don't remember to turn their headlights on. That gives you a probable cause to pull somebody over. But I wasn't drinking. I was doing a stupid race. I was drinking water is what I was doing. I'm still bitter about that. I'm still upset all these years later. All right. The number 617-779-7937. If you don't want to stay on hold, you can send me a message on Twitter. And that is at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. You can be part of it that way. We'll read a lot of these wonderful messages on the air throughout the night. We'll do that. So, again, if you want to be part, the number 617-779-7937. Matt writes in. He's a Maller militia guy. He likes the Golden State Warriors, among other teams. He says, I am going to do the full Maller Marathon tonight. And he did point out that Bob Kraft is using, he believes, performance-enhancing drugs. That's what he said. It's his belief. There you go. Let's see here. Rob in Vegas says, great opening monologue. He's listening on the radio.com app. Who the hell cares that Bobby participated in an adult massage? I think he meant massage there. At least he is not out raping 14-year-old. Shout out R. Kelly. All right. Thank you, Rob. Of course, you're in the right town in Vegas, but you have to go outside Vegas. Can't take part in this activity. Goods and services are allowed in Vegas, but you can't for straight cash transactions. You have to go outside of Vegas. Time now for the Who Am I game. This is where we pretend to be somebody else. Thus, we call it the Who Am I game. We'll go to the NBA because I struggled to find a football question. I'll try to come up with a football question for next hour. But here's the Who Am I game. And you can answer this on Twitter at Ben Maller, M-A-L-L-E-R. In the NBA, Montrezl Harrell is a backup for the Clippers. He had 32 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds, and shot 82% in the game last night. I am the only other NBA player since 1983 to have a 30-point, 5-assist, 5-rebound game and shoot 80% or better off the bench. I'll give you a hint. There is a Celtic connection to this question. That's one of the reasons I thought, well, I'll do this. So Montrezl Harrell of the Clippers, former Houston Rocket, he had 32 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, shot 82% in the Clips game the other night. I am the only other NBA player since 1983 to have a 30-point, 5-rebound, 5-assist game and shoot 80% or better off the bench. Who am I? The answer. And we'll take some more of these phone calls. We'll get to all that, and we will do it next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ben Maller rocks late night now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Have you seen this before where they scream about sex trafficking and sex slavery, and then it turns out to be much ado about nothing?
All the time. I've seen it from police, from sheriff's departments, and from the FBI. I mean, you see this all the time. It's been a big thing for over 10 years now, where they've been really just conflating all prostitution with sex trafficking. Every time you see the actual charges, because I have followed these through in the end, I've followed these for years in the end to see if actual charges have been cased. And in my experience, almost never are any human trafficking charges ever filed.
All right, so that was Elizabeth Nolan Brown. I hope you heard that this morning. Go back and hear the podcast if you didn't on Mudd and Callahan. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. And the headline on that story, which is on Reason.com right now, was Patriots owner Robert Kraft's arrest being billed as a human trafficking bust, but it looks more like an ordinary prostitution. And that has actually come out now that apparently the newest reporting is indeed that is the case, that it likely is not going to go forward as modern-day slavery and human sex trafficking, that it's just an old-school prostitution case for the Patriots owner when he decided to visit the Orchids of Asia day spa. And we'll have more on that later. We're also getting some sound, and we'll play it, from the Celtics locker room. They got curb stomped tonight in Toronto. That is a beat-down situation by the Toronto Raptors. And from watching you watch these Celtic games, and when things aren't going well for the Celtics, even when things are going well, Kyrie Irving looks to be the most unhappy, angry, sullen person. I mean, it can't be that bad. He always looks like he's disturbed and he's agitated. And what's going on with that? You want to play body language? All right, we'll do that later, because I don't want to get into the Celtics here coming up. But the body language of Kyrie Irving is tremendous. Time now for the Who Am I game. We mentioned the NBA. The focus. Montrezl Harrell, who's had a very good year this year, backup guy for the Clippers. He had 32 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds. He shot 82% in the game last night. I am the only other NBA player since 1983 to have a 30-point, 5-rebound, 5-assist game and shoot 80% or better off the bench. It doesn't happen very often, obviously, those combination of statistics. Who am I? I mentioned there is a Celtic connection to this, so that is the hint. Let's see, does anyone know the answer here? Nick in New Hampshire, whose girlfriend left him, or actually cheated on him. He found out via Facebook. We learned that last week. He's going with Peja Stojakovic as his answer. Matt checks in with former Celtic legend Greg Kite. Mike from Pittsfield says Ray Allen is the answer. Carlos is going with Marcel Dion. Rob in Vegas checks in with Heidi Fleiss. There's a blast from the past. I wonder, Bridget, do you even know who Heidi Fleiss is, Bridget? You're pretty young. Do you know who Heidi Fleiss is?
I do not.
You do not? See, there you go. Look her up. Go to her Wikipedia page, Bridget. She's a famous madam back in the day. Way back, was that early 90s maybe? I don't know. Long time ago. Who else do we have? Gary Coleman, guest by Rob I Am. Can't read that one on the air. Tanya Harding from Moving Man Matt. That's his answer. Adam is going with Leon Poe as his answer. All right, the correct answer is former Celtic Sam Cassell. Although he didn't do this as a Celtic, but he did play with the Celtics. Sam Cassell, the only player since 1983 to have a 30.5 assist, 5 rebound game and shoot 80% or better off the bench. So remember, he was on the Celtics at the end and as the backup, as the guy that was supposed to teach Rondo the ropes with the Celtics. All right, back to the phones we go, chatting about this Bob Kraft story and what's next. We laid it out earlier, but there is a path if Bob Kraft decides to fight this, and it's a misdemeanor, and most people don't fight these things. They just take the plea deal, and it goes not on their record and all that stuff. But if he wants to fight it, I had a lawyer contact me. And, of course, I don't know if he's a qualified lawyer or not, but he brought up the fruit of the poisonous tree. That the way the Patriots should attack, or the Patriots owner, Bob Kraft, should attack this is the chain of evidence to make sure that the police got all of the I's dotted and the T's crossed when they claim to have probable cause to put the cameras up in the day spa, that is going to be the attack. That is going to be the attack right there. Let's go to the phones and let's see here. Let's go to Steve, he says there should have been a red flag toss. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, Ben. How you doing tonight?
All right, Steve. What's on your mind, bud? What you got?
I had so many questions about this over the weekend, and then we finally got some more answers, I guess, yesterday when the police report came out. But my thing is the traffic stops that they were doing to these guys after they were leaving the spa once they planted the cameras in there and they started to follow these guys in the guise of a random traffic stop for whatever. And then they would question them on what they did there and, was money exchanged and things like that. And then these guys were just so happy that they weren't arrested or didn't get in trouble that they you know, just gave up the information and then they went on their way. Kraft's first visit that they had video of, they stopped him 9 minutes after he left and they asked him, Kraft, the passenger who was sitting in the front passenger seat, for his ID. And I'm just wondering, wouldn't that be a red flag to you to not go back the next day?
Well, Steve, they have really good massages, though, Steve. I mean, these are legendary massages. I know what you're saying, and you bring up a fair point, but you probably figure, like, hey, here's the way I think it went down. They pulled the car over. They pulled the Bentley over. They said, hey, where are you guys coming from? And assuming that they said, hey, he got a massage or whatever, Bob Kraft probably figured, hey, you know, I can show my ID. I got nothing to worry about here. He's famous, right? If you're gonna play the celebrity card, wouldn't you play the celebrity card right there? That hey, I own the Patriots.
He might have volunteered it, but I suppose these cops could have said anything too. They could have said, hey, you know, we're doing random sobriety checks. We just want to make sure everybody's alert out here. Can we see both of your IDs? And maybe that would be a little less suspicious, but
well, isn't that the way it works, though, Steve? The police can lie, right? They're allowed to lie. They can lie to your face. They're allowed to get to the bottom of this stuff.
But I still would be on edge. I wouldn't go near the place the second time. Not a chance.
Yeah.
After something like that.
Yeah. All right. I got you, Steve. Yeah. All right. See, you're like me, though. You're paranoid. You're like, I can't do this because, you know, I don't want to think of the worst case scenario. I'm telling you, though, my theory is that he got a recommendation. One of whether it's the club he's at, one of his golfing buddies, or those cocktail parties around Florida where all those billionaires who live down there, they hang out. They're like, hey, you got to go to this Orchids of Asia Day spot. It's amazing. And he went. He had a great time. And he's like, I got to go back. You think this is the first time he's ever done something like this, though? You think he's like, I don't know. Don't they say you normally, in any crime that you commit, you normally don't get caught the first time? Isn't that usually what they say? You really have to be sloppy to get caught the first time, you know, or just have really buzzard's luck to get caught the first time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, we'll have more on the Celtics. We're getting some audio from the Celtics locker room here. The C's get run off the court by the Toronto Raptors. We'll talk more about that. Also, what's ahead for Bob Kraft? What's next in this story? Things have calmed down a little bit. We've got political figures chiming in on this. And what's ahead for the Patriots owner? We'll get to all that, and we will do it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.